I see your dirty face, hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God. Justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your time, and you do your crimes. Will you make
listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greese and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. You can listen to Press Row weekdays from 3 to 6 here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You can also listen on the Stay Mobile live stream at ESPNChattanooga.com.
Gang, the good folks at Stay Mobile have been doing this a long time. They are great at it. If you have a busted smartphone or tablet, they can get you up and running no problem at all. And more times than not, those repairs are made in the same day. Visit StayMobile.com to find the store near you. And remember, stay mobile so you can stay connected.
All right, the Hardee's hotline is 648-1051, and joining us on there now is Talladega Super Speedway Chairman Grant Lynch. Of course, the end of the month, a busy schedule coming up down the road. You've got the General Tire 200 on Friday, April 29th, the Sparks Energy 300 April 30th, and Sunday, May 1st, the Geico 500 race with Dale Earnhardt Jr. serving as your defending champion. Grant, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. I appreciate y'all having me on this afternoon.
Absolutely. We gave away a couple of tickets yesterday to the Geico 500, and they went, like, rapidly quick. So there's definitely always excitement. I want to ask you, I imagine you're a little biased, but do you feel like you're the chairman of the best speedway in NASCAR?
Certainly, we're up there at the top. I mean, if you look at the records we hold for competition here, when we hold all the time records, closest finishes in all three series, the top series in NASCAR, we're done here. I think we're tied for one of the three. And then we hold the most lead changes record at 88, and when we set that one, we broke our old record. And the most drivers to lead a lap at 29 drivers led one of those 88 lap. We had two with 88 lead changes. And we broke our record on that one, too. So you've got the competition element here at Talladega that is always at the top of the heap for NASCAR. And then we've got more acreage here than anybody else. So we're the biggest racetrack with land mass, and that gives us the ability to do things on our property that most racetracks can't do. One of them is just free camping. We have hundreds of acres of free camping here. And when you put that up with our great ticket prices for all the packages we can put together, it makes a weekend spent at Talladega probably your cheapest and most economical way you can go to a whole weekend of NASCAR activity, and not mention the big parties we have at night.
I've been to 11 of them back in the 90s. I have yet to sit in the bleachers. I've been an infield guy every year and absolutely love it. That was back in the days of July racing in Whoa. Talladega. But I wanted to ask you, you know, obviously NASCAR has gone under a lot of changes in the last quarter century. I mean, gone are the you know, grassroots tracks like Wilkesboro, and you've had a lot of, it's a sport that's gone across the country, and a lot of mile and a half tracks have been added. Has there ever been a desire for any community to ever add a bigger track than the 2.66 mile that you've got at Talladega?
No, I think the cost factors have gotten so much bigger now than we built Talladega. We spent $3 million to build it. You know, and you don't, to get the scope magnitude of Talladega, you can put Jerry Jones Football Stadium inside Talladega's infield 12 times with room left over. Now think about that.
That is incredible.
I know. What are you? The Georgia Dome would do the same thing. You
right.
Could do it with the Georgia Dome. So, and that's just the land inside the track. We have 4.5 times that much land outside the track that we use. So it's just a special place. You've been in the infield. You know what the atmosphere is like in there. The big one on the Boulevard party that we do Friday night, all you need is a 2-day ticket and our grandstands to go into that one. And then for Saturday night, we're having Big and Rich playing. And all you need to see them Saturday night is your Sunday Geico 500 ticket. So if you're up in the Chattanooga area, you know, this is an opportunity. Watch the weather. You know, we'll have tickets for sale Saturday and Sunday. If it's a pretty weekend, you know, come on down, bring a tent, bring a travel trailer. We've got multiple places you can pick in our free campgrounds to park. And, you know, you won't go home disappointed, I can tell you that.
Grant, it's no secret a lot of sports have been hit financially since the downturn of 2008. NASCAR, no exception. I mean, you look at last week's race at Bristol and the crowd there, or lack thereof. How have you guys coped with that better than other facilities around?
Well, I think our company took a little bit different view. I mean, we saw that the sport was changing, and we knew we had overbuilt for the current demand. So we made the decision to right-size our facilities pretty aggressively and took out seats here, massive amount of seats here in Daytona. And so now when you come here, you feel like you're at a big event because it's full again. You know, and what you saw at Bristol, that's a different way to go about it. Now they have the big football game coming up this fall,
right,
that they're going to do up there, and they may need those seats for that. But it looks like right now the days of needing 140 and up seats at these places are gone. So why not make it right-sized? That way you're getting less people in and out traffic-wise, so we're doing a better job getting people in and out. So it's actually a more pleasant environment for the 100,000 people that will be here Sunday next week than it was when we had 170,000 here, 175,000 here. And so it's better for everybody here. And you know, do we wish we still had all those people coming and buying tickets? Well, sure. But life's not about what you wish for. It's about what you have to deal with. And reality right now is we've got this many people coming. Let's take care of them.
You're listening to Talladega Super Speedway Chairman Grant Lynch here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
How difficult does that make your job, all the hurdles that you just covered, in addition to the viewing experience is now so important for every sport, NASCAR included, and it's gotten to a place where you get to experience a lot of things through the television that it makes. I mean, you've got to come up with new and creative ways to get people to come to your facilities, don't you?
Yeah, and that's why 2 years ago we built 4 new giant erections to put up video boards that were right in front of our grandstands. You know, some of the mile and a half tracks have put up one video board way back on the backstretch. But again, we're so much bigger than a mile and a half, that doesn't really work for Talladega. Then it'd be no telling how size that board would have to be. So we put them towards the front. So basically what we have is you get the feeling of having your TV in front of you because there's a big old board right in front of you, but the track's right below you. And, oh, by the way, you can look both ways and see them coming and going. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds. We built you a man cave inside our facility.
That's pretty cool. Do you find yourself hoping for a great finish or for there to be a great and famous name in Victory Lane?
Well, I tell folks, if you run Talladega Super Speedway and you have an Earnhardt in your race and you're not picking him, you're not a very smart promoter, because probably 65% and up of my fans are Earnhardt fans. So he's our defending champion of this race. He's one of our all-time winners behind his dad, who is our all-time winner still. And so I love to see Dale run up front at Talladega. I love to see other people run up front. I really don't have a favorite driver. I have a favorite car owner. His name's Richard Childress, who I grew up with in North Carolina. So he has been a long buddy of mine for 30-some years. So I try not to be real, you know, picking winners or anything else. But hard to pick against an Earnhardt at Talladega or my buddy Richard Childress.
You're listening to Talladega Super Speedway Chairman Grant Lynch here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Grant, I mentioned to you I went to a bunch of the races in the 90s. I'll never forget Rusty Wallace flipping over and over and over.
Over and over, yeah.
Do you is there a memory or two that you will never forget there, or that you have a, you know, that just stands out during your time?
Yeah, it actually is my first 6 months. I was running the Winston Cup program for R.J. Reynolds, and our finish that year was a 92 finish, one of the most classic finishes in NASCAR history, with a battle with Bill Elliott, Davey Allison, and Alan Kwicki at Atlanta Motor Speedway. They actually tied, Kwicki and Elliott tied, but Kwicki led the most laps in that race and won the championship because of that. And my first race that I was in charge of was the July race at Talladega. Okay, Kwicki crashed his plane going into Bristol in March, so our champion was gone.
Right.
And then Davey crashed his helicopter in our infield 13 days before my race. And then Neil Bonnett tore a hole in the fence my first race, and we had to take an hour and a half to fix that. And then Jimmy Horton got in a wreck going into turn one. Stanley Smith was really, really badly hurt in that wreck. And Jimmy went up out of the racetrack and down into the campground. And that was my first 6 months here. So it was really that race has always been the biggest thing that's happened to me in my 23 years.
Is that one of those moments where you're like, what have I gotten myself into?
Well, yeah, in some ways. But, I mean, I'd been around the sport, so I knew that these things could occur. But it was just kind of baptism under fire. And, you know, we've had some great races here since I've been here. So you have the good ones and bad ones, and you have the ones, you know, we fought tornadoes for 2 years in a row. We were under tornado warnings for 17 straight hours 1 year and 11 straight hours the following year. And when you've got, you know, 60,000 people camping on your property and they're in motorhomes and pop-up tents and pop-up campers, it's not a very, very comfortable feeling.
All right, Grant, you've been great. When we have guests like you, we love to play just rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
I am.
You said you can't have a favorite driver now, but who was your favorite driver when you were a kid growing up?
Well, Junior Johnson or probably Cale Yarborough.
I drive through Talladega every time I go visit my in-laws. What's your go-to order at the Montana Bar and Grill?
Probably their burger.
All right.
I know you're a Banner Elk guy. I'm familiar with Linville and Blowing Rock. That's a great, great part of the country. But now you're in Alabama. When people ask Alabama or Auburn, what do you say?
Easy answer. Both my girls graduated from Auburn. Auburn.
Okay.
All right. If you gave us your favorite driver, who's the best racing movie driver? Stroker Ace, Six Packs, Brewster Baker, Ricky Bobby, or Cole Trickle?
Ricky Bobby, no doubt.
What is your
not first, your last.
What is the second best track in NASCAR?
Well, I helped build Kansas City, so I'm kind of partial to that one. I spent 8 years out there with that operation, so I'm kind of partial to Kansas City.
Of the drivers on the circuit now, who is the funniest?
Clinton Bowyer.
Listen, Grant, thank you so much for joining us. Great stuff. We look forward to following the next few weeks. Obviously, Sunday, May 1st, the biggest of a big weekend, the Geico 500. Again, Dale Earnhardt Jr., the defending champ. And, Grant, we can't thank you enough for your time joining us here today on Press Row.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All righty. Talladega Super Speedway Chairman Grant Lynch joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardys Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.